the school pickup, for the early run home, for the still stuck at work. Welcome. This is the Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete. Perth's Mix 94.5. This Rush Hour catch-up is for Southside Mitsubishi. End of year sale.
Hey, almost didn't make it in today. Yep. Could have been a very, very sad tragedy at One Shelley Bridge. Yep, Shelley Bridge. So, and in Kennington there, beautiful little spot that we like to take the girls down to for a little bit of a walk.
Right. A little bit of a park, is it?
Yeah, it's got a park. Oh, there's a cafe.
Where the does that sort of loop around to get onto Leech Highway.
Yeah, and, that's it. Yeah, and then there's the river. You've got Penn Street Weir not too far away.
Yep.
Beautiful spot.
Some swings and things for the kids.
Absolutely, yep. And you expect, you know, it's a beautiful day. You're just going to go out there. Mila's going to jump on the playground. She's going to run around a little bit, you know. Liz might swing her on the swings and I might just sit there with a sausage roll and a coffee.
Beautiful Hallmark card.
It really is.
Yes.
A Hallmark moment.
Yes.
Until. Oh. Until, Liz. My goodness. I've never experienced anything like this in my entire life. It was like being in something like a movie.
Take us through it.
Right? Okay. So, we've rocked up, headed over to the cafe, got the usual, coffee, sausage roll, right? All right, Mila, let's go over to the swings. Izzy's in the pram. Okay, we've gone over to the swings and Mila's running around and all that sort of stuff. And I've taken Izzy to the pram with the pram and gone and sit on a bench that's next to the park. Now, where this bench is, there's trees all around us. These big old trees that have just been sitting. This beautiful area for shade and stuff like that. Bit of a windy day today as well, right? So we're just sitting there and I'm sitting there with Izzy and all I can hear is just the beautiful wind through the trees and, you know, it's quite serene, all that sort of stuff. Then all of a sudden, I hear this really faint buzzing, right?
Buzzing.
Yeah, buzzing, like bees. And I thought to myself, hang on a sec, that sounds a little bit weird. Anyway, this buzzing has gone from really quiet and really faint to slowly getting louder and louder and louder. And I turn my head to the left to look behind where Izzy and I are sitting. And I swear this music started playing in my head, right? Just beyond the fence line where the trees were, a swarm of bees that must have been picked up and carried by the wind or they were sitting in a tree or something like that.
A swarm.
Darkening
the sun.
Right. Like I'm talking like you open the Bible to whatever page it is. And I swear this story has been recounted 1,000 times throughout history.
Locusts, but
no,
bees.
Bees. And you look up and this swarm had to have numbered in the thousands upon thousands.
Right.
And I have grabbed Izzy, I kid you not, and I've virtually thrown this stroller out past the playground. And as I'm doing it, I've yelled out, Liz! Bees are coming! There was another family that were walking towards it, right? They've seen us. Izzy's in the stroller. I'm running with it. Liz has got Mila under her arm and she's running with her, legs dangling out the side, bouncing up and down. And as we're rolling past, these people are looking at us and we've just gone, don't go there. There's a swarm of bees coming.
Did they heed your warning?
They heeded the warning.
Good.
And they're very welcome.
Well, you know what? This is not uncommon. At this time of year, bee swarms are a relatively common occurrence in September, October, and November. But it says they are most unlikely to sting. So despite their appearance, people should not fear them. Just treat them with respect. But I don't blame you for running in the hills when there's a whole bunch of them coming.
I can tell you.
Playing Ride of the Valkyries, no less.
When you're staring down in the barrel of 10,500 bees coming your way, the last thing you're thinking of is, oh, it's a swarm. They'll be fine.
It's the Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete.
Sure report, Lise.
Okay, you remember Ryan Gallagher from Married at First Sight. He's the one they hooked up with Davina last season before they split after she was involved in the cheating scandal with bad boy Dean.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, apparently Ryan's going back for another go on MAPS 2019.
You're kidding.
Well, according to a new weekly report, Ryan won't be paired with anyone. Instead, he'll enter the experiment halfway through at one of the dinner parties to see if any of the women ditch who they're paired up with for him.
Oh my God, man.
It's classier and classier.
This is not an experiment anymore. Well, actually, yeah, no, fair enough. I know what you're going to say.
Yeah. On the Ellen DeGeneres show, Adam Levine just did a terrible job of playing dumb when asked about rumours that Maroon 5 will be headlining next year's Super Bowl halftime show.
What the hell are you talking about?
Yeah.
It's a rumour.
Yeah.
I can neither confirm nor deny the truth of this rumour. It's definitely a rumour. It's the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And it's going to be great.
Yeah.
Regardless of
whoever it is.
Of who it is.
I guess that's a yes. Aerosmith guitarist Joe Perry has been released from hospital following his post-concert collapse. Perry collapsed after performing with Billy Joel and his band at Madison Square Garden last weekend. He's now due to rejoin Aerosmith to prepare for their Las Vegas residency next April. That's what everyone does now. They do like, they just go and do a residency at Caesar's Palace or something in Vegas. Fantastic. And that's where old rockers go to die. In other news today, Justin Bieber and his ex-neighbour have settled that long-running lawsuit over Biebs' egging of a house. They're not releasing the details, though.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Jared Leto has shaved off his beard for his role in a Spider-Man spin-off movie. The critics are describing Tim Burton's live-action Dumbo as unsettling.
Mm-hmm.
And Mariah Carey says she makes her kids happy on Christmas Eve by having real reindeer come to her house.
Oh, my God.
I'll bet they're not as happy the next day when she makes them pick up the real reindeer poo.
The Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete.
The Southside Mitsubishi end-of-year sale on now for better deals and better service. Better see Southside, southsidemitsubishi.com.au.
It's The Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete.
What is the pettiest way that you've gotten revenge on someone?
Yes, it's a Reddit survey online today, a list of memorable stories of petty revenge. I reckon this is my favourite.
Okay, let's hear it.
Someone took all the labels off all the canned food in the ex's cupboard. So you don't know if you're opening a tin of tomatoes, can of beans, cat food. Who knows? Love that.
Oh, that is an absolute ripper. I like this one. Had a roommate in, well, the university here.
Yeah.
Would blare their TV in their room, talk loudly on the speaker. For, you know those really loud people on
loud
everything?
People. Just loud don't even talkers. Care.
This person was young but not confident enough to confront them. So when they'd had enough, one time before going out, they put their speakers up against the shared wall and blasted Enya's Only Time on endless repeat.
Oh, until nice.
3 o'clock in the morning. That's a ripper.
This is also a ripper. I caught my flatmate telling lies about me to some mutual friends, so I made plans to move out. In the meantime, she went out of town for a week and left her car parked in its usual spot in the parking lot. I threw bird seed on it every morning and evening. So when she came home, the birds would not leave her car alone.
Love a bit of revenge, eh?
Was it like no one was harmed?
No. It's a bit of bird poo on the car.
A bit of birds, a bit of tin, you know, non-identification.
Yep.
I love it.
Bit of cat food in your soup.
It's The Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete.
Talking about the pettiest way that you've gotten revenge on someone.
Yes. They say living well is the best revenge. Maybe.
Yeah.
Or maybe a good old bit of pettiness.
We got Mark in Wattle Grove. What's the pettiest way you've gotten revenge on someone, mate?
Yeah, a work colleague of mine was really giving me the poops,
yes.
Knocking off my network cable off my laptop all the time. So I got some prawn heads left over and wrapped them in alfoil for the day.
Yeah.
Put them in a double-layered little cardboard box,
yeah.
Put them under the seat of his work ute, and they really brewed up that Friday. Lucky he found them Saturday morning, otherwise they'd be really...
Oh, mate.
They use a few odor bombs from the cheap auto on Monday to get rid of the smell,
Mark,
but it's all good.
Prawn heads are probably the most universally used in petty revenge stories ever. In the old curtain rods is a good one too.
Good chat,
thanks,
Mark.
Great.
All right, Joanna Henley, please. Like, straight to the point there, guys. Like I told the story, I'm off now. Joanna and Henley... Tell us
Hello.
About the pettiest way you got revenge on someone.
So the ex didn't do the right thing by me. So when I was moving out, I took a work colleague and pretended he was my new boyfriend. But the worst thing I did to him, knowing that he was fly in, fly out and would be away for 2 weeks, is I phoned up the speaking clock and then just left the phone off the hook. And those were the days, this is about 25 years ago, so
yes.
It was in the days where phone calls costed money.
Yes.
So goodness
knows
what.
By the minute. Yeah.
But yes, exactly. So 2 weeks of the speaking clock probably would have cost him Well, a few hundred dollars, I would say.
That's awesome. Nick in Spearwood, tell us about Petty the prettiest way.
I had an ex-partner who was making things a bit difficult for me. So when I'd go and pick the kids up, when she stepped out the room, I'd pick one shoe up and tuck it down the back of my jeans. And then next time, like, I flew into town to pick the kids up, I'd swap it out. I'd throw that one under the couch and grab a different one. So hopefully I thought she might be losing her mind as well.
Like a good messing of the mind.
Oh, mate, the image of a heel poking out your backside as well, does it go astray?
Oh, they love shoes, mate. You've got to hit them where it hurts.
With you from 3 p.m. weekdays, it's The Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete on Perth's Mix 94.5. That Rush Hour catch-up was for Southside Mitsubishi end-of-year sale.